take the time to perform due diligence now before you get caught in an investment scam. No matter who you are or how sophisticated you may be, anyone is vulnerable to being sucked in and victimized. There are many examples of predators victimizing close friends and even family members. With any investment, you need to be sure yours is backed by real securities. How it all started. Wextrust LLC was a $255 million company that did the bulk of its investing in real estate and commodities worldwide. In 2008, I invested a lot of my life savings in what looked to me like a sure thing. That was my first mistake. When I learned Wextrust was a Ponzi scheme, I became an investigator and advocate for myself and the other victims early in the litigation process. I got involved because I heard the Wextrust lawyers laughing in the elevator just minutes after my case was heard in the appeals court. They were confident the court system wouldn't let me win. They would soon learn they had a fight on their hands. This book contains information that I presented at a recent accountants' conference to help their clients affected by Ponzi schemes. You'll learn how to get investors involved in the fund recovery process, what investors need to do to be more informed, the shortcomings we learned about in the justice system with the SEC and with the receivers appointed by the court, what investors fail to do when researching an investment, how principal owners of a company can conceal past wrongdoing by hiding vital information from the public, red flags to look for within the company to avoid financial fraud, fake company performance updates, letters to learn from. Ponzi schemes aren't all the same. Dealing with the aftermath, spiritually advancing, and staying cool while walking through hell.